I think oft times as the night draws nigh, have an old house on the hill, of a yard all white and blossom starred, where the children played at will. And when the night at last came down, hushing the merry din, mother would look around and ask, are all the children in? Just many and many a year since then, and the old house on the hill no longer echoes to childish feet, and the yard is still, so still. But I see it all as the shadows creep, and so many of the years have been, even now I can hear my mother ask, are all the children in? I wonder if when the shadows fall on the last short earthly day, when we say goodbye to the world outside, all tired with our childish play, when we step out into that other land where mother so long has been, will we hear her ask, as we did of old, are all the children in? And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out than come in. Also, the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Some of you have heard me tell that that's the first text that the Lord ever gave to me when I began preaching was, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And this was the words of Moses unto the children of Israel when they were getting close to the time that they were going to go into the promised land. I want to read some more scripture. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Abram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel, yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give unto the children of Israel. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan and of Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees under Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Bihor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Two thoughts, I guess, that I would want you to remember this morning. Maybe three. One is to remember that he will not leave us nor forsake us. Never has and never will. I believe there's a reason that the Lord made that promise back so many hundreds of years ago, that he knew there was going to come a time in his life, or the life of his son, and of course the son was there with him when this was done, that he was going to be forsaken. Probably the most horrendous time in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ as he lived here upon the face of the earth was not when they nailed the nails into his hands, not when they spat upon him and mocked him, but when his father had to turn his back upon him and he was alone, he was forsaken. That was because God the Father cannot look upon sin. And Jesus Christ, as he hung there between heaven and earth, took our sins upon himself. And so he knew what it was to be forsaken. And he didn't wish that on anyone. There are times in our lives whenever I'm sure that we have felt alone and forsaken. But the Lord has never left us nor forsaken us. The second thing that I would want you to remember, that it was a little thing that cost Moses probably the greatest aspirations that he could possibly have had. And that was after all the years that he had been leading the children of Israel, to be told he was not going to be able to go into the promised land. It was a little thing. I've thought so much this week about little things. There are the little things that probably most of us remember about our moms. They're the little things that will probably be what sustain us and help us to continue our journey. But it was a little thing that Moses did in anger whenever that the people were complaining and crying and murmuring. And in spite of all that he had done and all that God had blessed him with, they were still not happy. That a little petty thing that happened would prevent him from being able to go into the promised land. It was little and petty in the scope of things, but it was very costly. Now, I'm going to finish real quick here and not cover as much as probably I had originally planned. But the little thing that he did was whenever that they were complaining and crying for water, and were saying, oh, we'd be better off if we'd have just stayed down in Egypt. We'd have been better off if we'd have never come out here. And I'm sure that there was a time at that point whenever that Moses was listening to them, he said, you'd have been better off if you'd have stayed down there, and I'd have been better off if I'd have stayed back in the Pharaoh's court. But he didn't. He still listened to the Lord, but he didn't carry out what the Lord told him. In anger, Moses said, you want water? You'll have water. And he struck the rock. Not once. The Lord told him, smite the rock and it'll bring forth water. He should have been satisfied right then to stop, but he didn't. He was angry. He was upset. And he smote the rock the second time, and the second time was the little thing that cost him being able to go into the promised land. All of his life, 40 plus years of it, not all of it, didn't even start until he was 80. But for 40 years, he had worked with these people. He had led them. He had listened to them. He had done what the Lord told him to do. But the time finally came when the Lord said to him, Moses, it's time for you to die. I want you to do some things, and I want you to get ready. There's a song that Moses wrote that I've never heard anybody sing. I don't guess it's ever been put to music. But he wrote a song, and he told the children of Israel, you sing this song. You sing it from now on. It's pretty long. That's probably the reason it's never been put to music. We have to have everything in 3 minutes. 2:45. But there was a song that he was to write. He was to call the people together and to give them instructions. And when he had done that, the Lord said to him, now then, you finished the work, but I'm going to let you see the land that I'd promised to the forefathers. And he took him up in the mountain and allowed him to see that land as he had shown it unto Abraham back whenever he had promised unto Abraham that that would be the land that he would give. God keeps his promises. God carries out his word. And God will see his work is done. And even though Moses at this point in time was to come to the end of his journey, God already had the next person lined up to come along and to take his place. The people mourned for 30 days. They were sorrowful. But there was someone that was coming along. And Moses had said to them, God's already got the next man for you. And you need to listen to him. You need to follow him.